This is the desert. It's not the whole desert, of course. It's just a small part of it. Just a little bit. But we need it here. Because there were so many beautiful and important things happening in the desert with the people of God. The desert is a dangerous place. There is no food or water, so people have nothing to eat or to drink. And you die if you have no food or water. Nothing grows there, so when the wind blows, the desert changes shape, and it is difficult to find your way. The desert is a dangerous place. People do not go there unless they really have to. You need a lot of courage to go into the desert. The people of God lived in a place where the rains did not come. There was no grain to grind, to make into bread, because the crops did not grow. Everyone was hungry. The children cried in their sleep. So their mothers and their fathers decided they would go to a land where there was food and where there was work. They just had to go, even if it meant going across the desert. So they set out on their journey. It was difficult in the desert, but they kept going towards the land called Egypt. In the land of Egypt, the king is called Pharaoh. It took a long time for them to get there, but they kept going. And finally, they were there. When the people came into the land of Egypt, they found food and they found work. But the Pharaoh trapped them, and they could not leave anymore. They had to do everything the Pharaoh said. They had to live where Pharaoh said. They had to sleep when Pharaoh said. They had to get up when the Pharaoh said. They had to do the work for him, and they had to eat the food that the Pharaoh said they had to eat. They had to do everything that Pharaoh said. They were slaves. One of them, called Moses, went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh said, "No." Moses often returned to Pharaoh and asked him, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh always said no. Then strange things began to happen in the land. And then something terrible happened. One night, all the oldest boys from all the Egyptian families, even the family of Pharaoh, died. The oldest boys in the families of the people of God did not die. They had made a mark on the doors of their houses. They had taken the blood of a lamb and put it there, so the angel of death passed over them. When Moses went to Pharaoh again this time and said, "Let my people go," Pharaoh said, "Yes." The people began to hurry and pack all their belongings. They baked some bread to take on the journey. They had no time to put leaven in it and let it sit so it would become fluffy and big like the bread we buy in the shop. This bread was flat. They took all their belongings, as much as they could carry, and left in a hurry. They were worried that Pharaoh would change his mind and send his army after them. So they hurried away. But suddenly they heard the sound, which they did not want to hear. The thunder of the horses' hooves and the rolling of the chariots made a terrible noise. The people were frightened. Pharaoh's army was after them. They did not know what to do. The army was pushing them against the sea. They did not know where to go. Then God came so close to Moses, and Moses came so close to God, that he knew what God wanted him to do, to lead the people through the water. This one looks so frightened, he doesn't know what's happening. This one is confused. This one is just happy, runs along to the other side. They all cross the sea. This one is running as fast as he can. She's just happy. And she wonders what the new life will be bringing. At last, all the people were safely on the other side. The water closed again. And Pharaoh's army could not get to the people of God. Now the people were free on the other side. They were so happy, they just had to give thanks to God. They were singing and praising. And Miriam led the singing. She was dancing and praising God. Now, I wonder which part of this story you think is best. And you can think about that for yourself. I wonder which part of this story was the most important. And I wonder if there is any part in this story where you fit in. anything in this story that is about you. And later on, when I talk a little bit more to the adults, you can go and work on that table. You can stay at the front here. And you can work with this story in whichever way you want. If you want to retell it to yourself, you can do that here as well, as long as you're careful with the materials.